Sometimes clinical trials are cancer patients' last best hope and the most expensive if the patient has to pay the bill. Insurers don't always cover routine care needed along with new treatments. Under a proposed state law, they would have to cover procedures like chemotherapy and radiation. Dr. Jim Stewart is with the UW Comprehensive Cancer Center in Madison.
We have to face the reality that too many of our existing standard treatments are ineffective and very costly. Yet health plans will routinely and consistently cover these kinds of treatments.
The trade group that represents HMOs in the state has not yet decided whether to oppose the bill. Phil Doherty is deputy director of the Wisconsin Association of Health Plans. He says their group has concerns. For instance, the bill does not apply to self-funded health plans, so Doherty contends it's unfair to single out HMOs.
This bill would have the legislature dictating what is in insurance policies and would be doing so really for less than a third of the insurance market.
And Doherty says the insurance company does not want more coverage mandates beyond the current 23 the state already requires. The two Republican lawmakers who introduced the bill say they usually don't like to tell insurance companies how to do business, but Senator Kathy Stepp and Representative Scott Gunderson say in this case, the state may have to. Cutting-edge treatments may keep seriously ill cancer patients alive. And a study in the Journal of Clinical Oncology says the cost to do that using clinical trials is, quote, modest. One report estimates 10% more than the cost of standard cancer care. Shimei Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.